right. Let's go ahead and get started. We got a lot of ground to cover and everything, and I'm glad that you tolerate my teaching. I like David's words, you know. I'm glad that you know I'm teaching and that you're tolerating me being in here, and I really appreciate that. Our assignment's to cover 1 Kings, and it's in a sense, it's an easy assignment. And the other sense is, it's one of the hardest things to remember. There are 38 kings that ruled over the Jewish people from the time of, from the time of the death of Solomon until Babylonian captivity, and we get Daniel over there in the lion's den. 38 different kings. What have we had? We've had, 43 different presidents, you know. Some of them have ruled, at two opposite times, Cleveland and Trump, you know, skipped to 4 years before. I want you to name all 43 presidents.
47.
Isn't that amazing? You got to, is it 47? Okay, maybe I did my math wrong and everything. I want you to understand why it's so hard. How many popes have there been? If you're Catholic, tell me something, and I'm making up a number, but it may not be an exaggerated number. Leo the 21st and Leo the 23rd pope, two different popes. Tell me everything you know about them. Tell me all the things you know about all 23 of those individuals. How many popes have been named Paul? I mean, you understand what I'm talking about? That's the problem we have in remembering kings. Now, the other problem is that they're ruling, 19 of the kings and in the north are ruling concurrently with the 19 kings in the south. And so when you read the 1 Kings, I'm telling you, I used to think you got to be a genius to know 1 Kings. Because it just jumps back and forth, and you can't remember, you cannot remember this king from that king, and there's an Ahaz, and there's an Ahab, and there's a Jeroboam the first, and there's a Jeroboam the second, and then there are these kings who name more than one name, Joram or Jehoram, and they got all these different names. How on earth do you ever do it? And studying the divided kingdom is like reading the Bible, and it's pretty easy chronologically to get the Bible all the way up to King David and Solomon. It's pretty easy. Adam and Noah and Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and Joseph, that's the book of Genesis. Isn't that amazing? And then Moses and Joshua. And then you throw in the period of the judges, and there are 15 of those. We may not know every judge. You know the left-handed judge? You know what his name was?
Ehud,
okay. And who's the old judge? You know, the one who fell over and broke his neck?
Eli.
That was Eli. Who's the last judge?
Samuel.
What happens after Samuel? Well, you got the kings. So the Lord promises Abraham, I'm going to give them the promised land. They come out of Egypt. It takes them 5 decades almost to get inside the promised land and get settled down. And they got to have some sort of government. So we got judges. 350 years, 15 years of judges. You know, over 350 years of judges. And then, isn't it great, you got King Saul and King David and King Solomon. How long did David reign? Don't you just love it? How long questions? Harold Pack said, anytime Dan asks a question, how long? Guess. It's either, answer is even 7 or 40. When Dan says, how long did he reign? It's either 7 or 40. And that's just a rule of thumb. It won't work in tonight's lesson and everything. But it's pretty easy. King Saul, yeah, we know about Saul. We know about him trying to kill David. We know a whole lot of the events in his life. We know historical events that we've heard preached about. So, you know, Saul destroying the Amalekites. You know that story and that type of thing. And You know Saul trying to kill David? Yeah, that's pretty well known. And then you get to David. Who does not know shepherd boy David? King David, you know. And King David is in there, and even before he's king, he's dodging the javelin that King Saul, who's a big man, head and shoulders above the people. He would make the finest defensive lineman in the NFL. Somebody that much bigger than everybody else, you understand? That's what he is. And he's got a javelin, and your little boy David just about this tall, you understand? I mean, that's in my imagination. It's Saul against David. It's David and Goliath. Who doesn't know that? David and Bathsheba and Solomon. And we get to Solomon, and we don't know a whole lot of events because there are only about 7 chapters devoted to Solomon. Maybe it's 11 chapters if you really stretch it, and that's it. We don't know a lot about Solomon. But you ever drive down the highway and it says fog area, and you look around, I don't see any fog. And a mile later, man, you've got your headlights on, you've got your windshield wipers on, and you're praying, you know, that hopeful this guy in front will not be stopped in the left-hand lane, whatever you're trying to drive through. It's a fog. How do you clarify it? I want to tell you how I did it. They do not call me Dumb Dan Here's the simple way that I really learned to get a hold of it. Open up your Bibles to 1 Kings. And you've really got to go to 1 Kings chapter 13. So we're going to cover 1 Kings chapter 13 through 1 Kings chapter 22. That's only 9 chapters. But we're going to cover some of the most important parts of this. And so you've got Solomon. You see David and Solomon. You've got headings in your Bible. Does your Bible have headings in it? You've got Solomon building the temple and the description of the temple that he's built and the wealth of Solomon. And then Solomon and his wives, you get over to chapter 11, and there Solomon's wives turn him away from God. How many wives did he have? Remember how many he had? Isn't that amazing? 700 wives and 300 concubines. Is that right? That the number? Something like that. And you can't remember your wife's name. You understand that? You're talking about got problems. It takes somebody wise as Solomon to remember the name of 700 women, what they talked about, you understand. But that's the way you are. And then all of a sudden, when you get to chapter 11, and we're going to spend some time talking about chapters 12 and 13, probably next week as we look at this. And so you've got Solomon dies. What happens? There are some dates that are really important. Roughly, how many years was Mount Sinai before Jesus was born? How long did that Mosaical age occupy in Bible history? The round number is 1500. How long did that age before Mount Sinai, Adam and Noah, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and Joseph, and the early part of the book of Exodus, how many years is that? You like numbers that sort of sound real good? 1500 for Judaism and 2500 years. Both of them end in 5. You understand? Helps me remember it. 2500, and now we've got 1500 years. And then Jesus is born. Where does David fit? In my mind, this really helped me. Where does David fit on this timeline of, over 6,000 years from the birth of Jesus until the creation of the world? Where's David fit in here? Over here in this 2,500-year period? Well, no, that's not it. Well, where does he fit over here in this In the time whenever there's the Jewish nation, what year is that? The rough number, and I love rounding them off because I don't remember round numbers, 2,500's got two zeros and 1,500's got two zeros. You want David's birth? You want David's reign? Three zeros. 1,000 years before Christ. So we know 5,000 years of Bible history pretty good. It's all of a sudden Solomon dies, and he dies, and this is one I don't round up. 931 B.C., Solomon dies. 931 B.C. Now then, what happens? It's a civil war. American history, I love the fact that we had a civil war in America. I don't love the details of it or anything, but it really helps me to understand what happened. There's the Civil War, and you got the states divided from against each other. You got the 12 tribes. What do? They divide. They don't want Solomon's son to be king. And so there's a division of the kingdom. And most of the Jews, nearly 85% of the Jews, reject Solomon's son. And so you've got this northern kingdom that has 85% of the Jews on this earth. They're not a part of Judea. They're not a part of Jerusalem. They're up in that other area. Now you got this little part of it, the southern kingdom. And so you've got a northern kingdom and you've got a southern kingdom. And you may like this. I knew names Israel and Judah, and I could not remember which one was north and which one was south. Now, if you are retarded like I am, can I tell you how to remember it? The easiest way on earth. You've got an I and a J. Look at your face. You have eyes and you have a J. That's a jaw, okay? You've got Israel and you've got Judah. When Solomon dies, there's civil war, man. And all of the Jews said, we don't want to have anything to do with Jerusalem. We don't have anything to do with Solomon's temple. We don't want to have anything to do with the Ark of the Covenant. We don't want to have anything to do with anything at all that is there in Jerusalem. We just do not want that. And so they leave, and you've got 19 kings in that northern kingdom. Who are they? The way that really helped me to do it. I had a legal pad, the yellow ones, like lawyers use, I guess. Tim, is that what you use, those big legal pads? I know you use your typewriter or your computers nowadays and forget all of that stuff that they used to have. I just took a piece of legal size yellow paper from one of those pads and I turned it sideways. And I read 1 Kings. And I wrote down at the top of that, the northern area, Israel, I wrote down the names of those kings. And I studied the history of that northern kingdom separately from studying the history of the southern kingdom. Now, it is the southern kingdom, Judah, through whom Christ comes. It's the southern kingdom that goes into Babylonian captivity. Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They're from that southern kingdom. But you've got these kings in the northern kingdom. And our assignment is to read and discover. And I need you to help me find these because I do not have these things written down exactly where it is. Look in 1 Kings chapter 14. And in that chapter, you will read how long the first king of the northern kingdom lived. Here's what we're doing. We're not going to look at the southern kingdom right now. We're going to look at that northern kingdom. Let's talk about that history of that nation, separate nation, Israel, a separate nation from Judah, the southern kingdom, separate nation. There was war between the states, and they became separate nations, separate governments in every respect. Can anybody find the verse? You got a heading in your Bible. I love these headings in my New King James. It really helps me find. I've got a heading that says the death of Jeroboam. Have you got that? If I tell you it's in 1 Kings chapter 14, and it's after the first 15 verses, and wow, there's only 31 verses. So it's in the second half. How long did Jeroboam reign? 22 years. Okay, you can do your math and everything. James, can you add enough? Well, you write down 22. I want you to add up how long these kings reigned, okay? I want to know how long in 1 Kings, write down 22. What happens when Jeroboam dies? Now, we're going to talk about some of the events in his life because they are important. But, you know, you don't read about Jeroboam's death and the next king. Are you still in 1 Kings chapter 14? Guess what? You don't read about his son. All of a sudden, Rehoboam reigns in Judah. Wow. Who's Rehoboam? Who's Jeroboam? I remember as a kid, everybody I knew that I thought they were brothers. I thought both of them were sons of Solomon. And I thought they had to be identical twins, one named Jeroboam, the other named Rehoboam, because everybody I knew that had names that rhymed, they were twins. That's Dan's infantile way of, I deserve the name Dumb Dan, okay? You understand what I mean? No, they're not even related. Jeroboam doesn't have anything to do with Solomon, except he was one of Solomon's chief men. And so whenever Solomon dies, he said, I am in charge. And so while he's reigning up here in the north, you've got Jeroboam in Israel, and you got Rehoboam in the south. We're not going to talk about Rehoboam right now. Let's skip from Rehoboam and come over to chapter 15. And chapter 15, verse 1, there's somebody reigning in the south. You see that in verse 1, the 18th year. Don't you add 18 to this, James. This is not the number we want right here. This is the southern in the 18th year. And then look down, and this is important to get as you read 1 Kings. In the 20th year of Jeroboam, that's that first king, who's king down in the south? There is a man by the name of Asa. How long does Asa reign? Do you see that? 41 years. Now that's amazing. Imagine having the same king for 41 years. What about this northern kingdom? There's one revolution after another. There's one revolution after another. A lot of stability down in that southern king. Let's see if we can just flip over here and see if we can find where Asa dies. Well, where on earth is where Asa dies? I'll just keep looking I don't seem to be able to find when Jehoshaphat reigns. Look in chapter 22, verse 41. Now, the southern kingdom, keep it straight. Long legal pad, you write down 41 years, and you'd better leave a lot of space because you're going to have to put a lot more names up there in that northern kingdom. Don't you just write and then just put right beside it. If you want a timeline, you've got to draw a 41-year timeline. Jehoshaphat, the son of Asa, became king of Judah in the fourth year of Ahab, king of Israel. He was 35 years when he reigned, and he reigned 25 years. Two men, 65 years of stability. And so you've got to see what's happening in the southern kingdom. And I don't mean they're perfect. Solomon was really an ungodly king, and his descendants were ungodly men in many respects. But when we talk about four righteous kings, two of those righteous kings are right here, Asa and Jehoshaphat. I taught this one time in a Sunday night situation. Bob O, I'm talking about Robert, in case you know the difference in Robert and Bob O. And Bob O was still probably in high school, maybe just a young adult. And he stood right over here in this section over here, and he was just going, oh, oh, oh. And I said, who are you? He said, I'm a king. What are you doing? He said, I'm sighing. I'll sigh. I'll sigh. Put it in there crooked, you'll remember it, okay? I'm going to remember Asai. Okay, Bobo's over here, he comes over here. And he's standing there. What do you do? Oh, king, I'm so fat. I'm so fat. Second king, Asai. Jehoshaphat. I'm sorry. I love my way of remembering this better than your way of forgetting it, okay? You know? You want to know the third righteous king? He came over here in this section. And he's doing this. And I go over there and I said, what do you have in your hand? And he showed me. And I said, he has a kill. You know the name of that third? Hezekiah. Hezekiah. That's Dan. Now Hezekiah's not right after. Hezekiah's not right after, you know, Asa and Jehoshaphat. You got to go way. You got to go almost a couple of hundred years before we get to the fellow Hezekiah, okay? Hezekiah. He's one of the righteous. And the last guy is Josiah. You have to just remember that one on your own. You make up your own story. Now then, let's get back and let's look at this 60-year period of the reign. Was it 45 years for one and 21 years? Is that more than 60 years? That's probably 65 years. Let's go back to 1 Kings chapter 15. And so we've got the death of Jeroboam. Now, it is when you get to chapter 15, you're still reading about Jeroboam and his son, and we know his king is there. Chapter 15, verse 9, Asa. And you've got that, and then you've got Nadab, in chapter 15, look at verse 25 and 26. Now we got James. How many? 22 years is what we've got. Nadab, the son of Jeroboam. Okay, father, son, king, prince. King dies, son becomes king. Nadab, the son of Jeroboam, became king in the second year of Asa, king of Judah, and he reigned 2 years. Oh, we know anything about him? Well, look how many verses. He did evil in the sight of the Lord and walked in the ways of his father and in his sin by which he made Israel to sin. Jeroboam was an ungodly, unfit king, and now You've got Jeroboam, an unfit king, and his son Nadab. So we got 22 plus 2, okay? James, you've got to keep it up from here, okay? So Baasha, now you would think that'd be the grandson. Nope. Another revolution. overthrow of the family of the kings. And so you've got Jeroboam, and you think, well, I guess all the descendants of that Israel north, the Iowan, that kingdom, you understand that one? They must all be the descendants. No, they're not. It's one revolution after another after another. Now, if you're that individual whose name is Baasha, what are you going to learn about him? Well, he tells about his lineage, what tribe he was from, and he killed Nadab, the guy that was before him, and then he killed him in the third year of the reign of Asa. That's verse 28. When he became Israel, he killed all the house of Jeroboam. That is the end of Jeroboam's dynasty. It's over. Now that we got a new dynasty, well, how do you make sure he did not leave to Jeroboam anyone that breathed? So now then, we've got this evil thing. And then he said, verse 30, good king or bad king? Because of the sins of Jeroboam, which he had sinned, and by which he had made Israel to sin, because of his provocation with which he had provoked the Lord, and the rest of the acts are, this guy's an evil king. What happens? Oh, there is war between Asa and Baasha. So we got to get some time on this ledger. We've got to get Jeroboam down here. And there's war between the northern kingdom and the southern kingdom, and the ruler that you have is between Asa and between Baasha and Asa. Well, how does Baasha do? Baasha reigns, starts in the third year, and he reigns 24 years. That's pretty good. So we got 22 and some other number plus 24. It's pretty good. That's 46 years. Of this period of history, and so you've got Baasha reign. Well, look down in chapter 16. You've got the death of Baasha. Baasha says in verse 34 of chapter 15, he did evil in the sight of the Lord and walked in the ways of Jeroboam and in his son, of which he made Israel sin. So you've got bad kings. These 19 northern kings, there's not a godly one among them. When they left God, they kept going. And so Eli begins to reign. I'm in chapter 16, verse 8. In the 26th year of Asa, king of Judah, Eli, the son of Baasha, became king over Israel, and he reigned 2 years. James, there's you another number. 2 years, his servant Zimri, commander of half his chariot, conspired against him. And I love this expression, and as he was drinking himself drunk. There's a difference in drinking and drunkenness, but he's drinking himself drunk in the house. Zimri went in and struck him and killed him. And so that's what happened. So Zimri becomes the next king. And so look in verse 11, same chapter, 1 Kings chapter 16, verse 11. When he began to reign, as soon as he was seated on the throne, he killed all the house of Baasha. Well, he's a quick learner. He's seen what to do when you become king. You got to get rid of that. He did not leave even one male, neither of the relatives nor of his friends. He destroyed the house of Baasha according to that. And then he said, now the rest of the acts of Eli, are they not written in the book? And so you've got this man that's an evil king. And so you've got, I'm not asking you to memorize the names. That's not what this is all about. If you want to be, if you've got a head like a tar bucket, you know, when they used to, you know what tar is like? Anything that sticks in it, it just sticks. And there are people who got a brain like that. You know, my head is more like a tea sieve. You know, you put it there and you pour the tea, put the tea leaves in there and you pour the water in and it just scatters it everywhere. But here you do this list. And so you've got the list of the kings. And there, it doesn't take long to read about that northern kingdom. And that's exactly what we're doing. And so this guy, he doesn't reign long, does he? He reigns 2 years. And then, same chapter, verse 16, in the 27th year of Asa, we're still way over here with Babo over here, the second king over here. We're still Asa. Why? Because he reigned all those years. The northern king just has one right after the other, right after the other, right after the other. In the 22nd year of the reign of Judah, Zimri reigned, and he reigned 7 days. Well, how much wrong can you do in 7 days? Well, Zimri saw that the city was taken. They burned the king's house, that's verse 18, because of the sins which he had committed in doing evil in the sight of the Lord. 7 days of wickedness. God is not mocked. Okay, can we begin reading about that? Wait a minute. So he dies, he didn't reign all that long, it takes him 7 days for the anger of God to come out against him. Look at verse 23. In the 21st year of Asa, king of Judah, Omri became king over Israel, and he reigned 12 years. 6 years he reigned in one city, and the other years in the other city. And it tells about his action. Well, we're still there. Wait a minute. Look in verse 29. In the 38th year of the king of Asa, king of Judah, Ahab, the son of Omri, became king over Israel. Asa. And they're just playing Russian roulette, you know, up in this northern kingdom. It's one ruler after another, after another, after another. Now you think about when you've got ungodly kings and the impact in a kingdom where the king has so much power, has all of the power. We look at the king of England or something like that. They got parliament, they got all this other stuff. But ancient times, the king was everything. And when you've got an evil king, and the evil kings are just evil and they're vicious, and once they become king, they kill every descendant of the king before him. Spiritually, what's that going to do to you? And guess what? We're at the end of 1 Kings. Isn't that remarkable? You know why we're at the end of 1 Kings? Look in the next couple of chapters when you read about Ahab. Who do you read about? Elijah, Ahab, and Jezebel. How much do you know about this guy, Ahab, and Jezebel? Isn't that something? And so you've got, are there any good kings? Oh, by the way, when Ahab dies, let's see if I've got that verse down here. Look in chapter 22. Oh, yes, we'll get Ahab dead. Wonder what happens in chapter 22. Chapter 22. Well, it's down in verse, it's a long chapter, isn't it? Right it is. 22:51. Amaziah, the son of Ahab, became king over Judah in Samaria in the 17th year of Jehoshaphat. So we got Asa, and now we got Jehoshaphat. And over here we've got Ahab and Jezebel, part of the time with Asa and part of the time with Jehoshaphat, and how long does he reign? Well, he begins reigning in the 17th year, and he reigns 2 years. How many years is that, James? You add those 2 years to all of that, how many is it? 81?
84 and 7 days.
Isn't that something? I think you said 84. Is that what you said? Okay, that's amazing. 84 and 7 days or something like that. That's it. Now then, you're at the end of 1 Kings. Guess what? You've only dealt with the northern kingdom. When you get to the southern kingdom, you've got Asa, you've got Jehoshaphat, you've got Jehoram, I think, is the next king. And there, you're to the end of the southern kingdom. Because what do you got? You've got the last six chapters or umpteen chapters of the book of 1 Kings talking about Elijah, Ahab, and Jezebel. And you've got down here, you don't know a lot about the life of Asa. You don't know a lot about the house of Jehoshaphat. But if you just remember, those are the good guys. Asa, Jehoshaphat. And then we're out of 1 Kings when we get over here to this other good guy, you know, the guy that Hezekiah. He's way over here in 2 Kings. And right after him is another sighing guy, Josiah. Start sighing and end sighing. And so that may help you remember it. I don't know if you will or not. Now then, what you do, you read that and you skip every time you read it about that southern kingdom. You're learning about this kingdom. And this is the history of this kingdom in 1 Kings. Now you come back to that legal pad. And down on the bottom of it, you write. You start with Rehoboam. You start with Asa, Jehoshaphat, Jehoram. And so you've got all of those. And that's what you've got. And you have covered, you know, how many years did you say? 84 years of the 200-year history of that northern kingdom. So next semester we're going to talk about 2 Kings. Certainly the northern kingdom's still there, and the southern kingdom is still there. But there are some really exciting things that happen in this southern kingdom. And there are some really great things. And we hope to spend enough time talking about Elijah and Ahab. You know, we spent Tuesday morning class. We spent probably, 2 months talking about Elijah. And what a great study that was. We're not going to spend 2 months here talking about it. But if you want to just read some exciting history. And if you want to understand God and how God feels about evil and how God helps righteous people trying to do what's right, you read that southern kingdom. And when you get to the end of it, you've got Elijah and Ahab. One final note. Elijah prays that it will not rain. We're way ahead of ourselves. Why? Ahab is so evil. And for 42 months, 1,260 days, 3.5 years, it does not rain. And then the Lord told Elijah, you go back and confront Ahab. And Ahab sees Elijah. He doesn't know where he is. He's had his whole army out looking to try to find Elijah, and he's got his whole army looking for Elijah, and he cannot find him. Why? Because he's up in another country. The widow of Zarephath, she's feeding him up there. Remember that story? And Elijah shows up, and Ahab said, I have been looking for you, you troubler of Israel. What's he done? You know what Elijah said? Look in the mirror. I am not the trouble of Israel. Ahab, it's you and Jezebel. That's it for tonight. Thank you very much.